Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Southwest Santero artist, Joseph Manuel Chavez. Originally from Deming, he now resides both in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and in Deming. And he's got quite a history of his family going way back to the 1700s. A family originated in Santa Fe, the Chavezes, and a history also in Deming. Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure to be here, Emily.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was born and raised in Deming. I went to New Mexico State and got my degree in fine arts and painting, and also a business degree as a backup.
And you're currently at a one-man show through the month of February at the Deming Arts Center at 100 South Gold. And your art is, what different mediums do you have of your current art?
Mine is very prolific. I have a very diversified portfolio because I do works in oil on canvas. I also do acrylic on canvas. I also paint on hide, deer, elk, and bison. That's a revival art. And I do copper engravings. And for this show, I did a whole series on ceramics. I brought 100 pieces, very, very diversified portfolio. I brought paintings on canvas, paintings on hide. I brought a whole ceramic line that I especially made for the Tulsa market, and jewelry, copper engravings. I'm a very prolific artist. I can go into any medium and be very happy with it.
What's your favorite?
My favorite has got to be the hide painting, and that's a very unique painting medium. It is a revival art. I paint on deer, elk, and bison hides, all in natural pigments, so both organic and inorganic. And that process is basically grinding down to a very, very, very fine powder, adding an oil base, and then painting the hide.
And when did you start doing that?
That about 5 years ago.
And what brought you to it?
As a member of the Spanish Colonial Art Society in Santa Fe, that's the category, the medium that I wanted to go into originally.
Had you done it before?
No, not at all. Not at all. I had seen some beautiful, beautiful paint hides pieces in Europe and in major museums, and that always was attracted to me. So I did a lot of research. I had no teachers instructing me, and did a lot of research and just jumped into it.
What's your largest piece?
The largest piece right now is 4x6. It's in a bison hide, and it is a depiction of the Santo Niño de Atocha.
I understand that Santo Niño de Atocha is something very special to you.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, growing up, the Santo Niño de Atocha was a major part of my life, and it goes back to when I was 3 months old. I was a very sickly child. I had all sorts of ailments. My grandparents took me from Deming to Hurley, New Mexico, to the Church of the Infant Jesus. There is a beautiful statue of the Santo Niño, the Infant Jesus. And my grandparents made their promise to the Santo Niño that if I was healed from these ailments, that they would devote the rest of their life in devotion to the Infant Jesus. And I continued to do that myself.
And so something very special you did, was it last year with Bishop Ricardo Ramirez?
Yes, as Bishop Ramirez was retiring, 5 years before his retirement, I started on a project that I called the Santo Niño Project. And I wanted to have the church there in Hurley declared as a shrine to the Infant Jesus or to the Santo Niño de Atocha. And as one of his last duties before his retirement, he did declare it. We had a fantastic celebration, and so that is very, very dear to my heart. We continue working with the diocese, and hopefully in a 10-year period, we will have it declared as a national shrine.
So is this what led you to something special that you're going to be doing with St. Anne's Catholic Church for the next few weeks? Could you tell us about that?
Something very dear to my heart because of my religious background and my faith. I was raised by my grandparents, Nabor and Maria Chavez, and they always instilled a lot of faith and devotion and a sense of pride of the Hispanic culture. That is for a mural. It's a mural that that Father Enrique Lopez has commissioned for me to do at St. Anne's Catholic Church in Deming. And it will be the biggest project of my life up to this point. The wall is 45 feet wide and 10 to 12 feet high. Although that it is a mission-style church, Father Enrique Lopez has commissioned me to do it in the Baroque style. It's going to be a mural depicting the battle of St. Michael over evil, St. Michael the Archangel. That will be the centerpiece. On the right side of the mural will be the court of the apostles with Mark, Luke, Matthew, and John. Behind St. Michael will be a legion of angels among the mist and the clouds. And then on the left-hand side of the mural will be San Joaquin and St. Anne, the parents of the Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary will be depicted as a very young, beautiful girl amidst a field of lilies, and she will be the only one looking straight into the viewer.
So can people stop by and watch you paint?
I believe so. I think that can be arranged.
Where is it off the street? Can people view the mural?
No, it's inside. It's inside. It's the church created a new addition for the congregation, and the mural is on the south side of the new addition.
Inside?
Inside, yes.
So then, but you can make arrangements for people to see you painting then.
Yes, of course.
Come and see you. But during the month of February, though, to see what you've done through the years, as you 100 pieces of art that you have at Deming Art Center, they can come and visit there.
Brilliant.
And tell me about when you first started painting.
A funny story. The first day of school, if you recall your first day of school, there's crying children all around, and I sat down at the little table and chairs, and there was a lump of clay, and I just proceeded to make my own art piece. And I created a dinosaur complete with scales and just very elaborate and detailed. And before I knew it, I was being taken by the teacher by the hand down to the principal's office. And then I started crying. I thought, what have I done wrong? And they called my parents to come in, and basically what they told them was that I was very talented and I should be encouraged to do more artwork and go in that direction. That year, I received from my parents a set of oils. And the first painting that I did was a painting of angels.
So this was your interest in Santero art.
Yes,
but
definitely.
But tell us what Santero art is.
Well, Santero art is a depiction of, it's religious paintings, a depiction of saints or scenes from the Bible. It can be done in various mediums, everything from oil to acrylic to various art forms.
At 5 years old, you did your angels.
My angels.
So is it all to do with the religious art?
No, I've done all mediums, and I've done all categories and all styles and everything. But my faith and my culture and my devotion to both has always drawn me back to the Santero art.
Well, you're quite a busy man. You also have a bed and breakfast in Tulsa.
Yes, I do.
So you go back and forth from Deming to Tulsa at least 3 or 4 times a year?
Yes, correct. I still have family in Deming, and some of my family has moved on to New Mexico. My grandparents raised me. I inherited the house that I grew up in. So that's like a meeting place, really, a congregation. We have family reunions, and we have wonderful dinners and enjoy our family history and our culture and just a fun time.
Now, I understand that you can trace your family back to Spain.
Yes, we can trace our family all the way back to Andalusia and to Extremadura. In Extremadura, the Chavez family was in making arms and armor and swords and all of that. In Andalusia, they were more business-oriented and farmers as well.
So you have both the artistic side and the business side. And from the business side, that's what took you into Tulsa?
Yes, it is.
Could you tell me about that?
Certainly. Well, I left New Mexico, and I moved to Tulsa, I was in banking. And although that I was very good and I did achieve a lot of goals in the banking industry, I just found it a little bit too constrictive. So after a number of years, I left as an officer of the bank. I left and to form my own companies. I have formed several companies that I were successful and sold and then built something else. A tragic accident happened to me when I was an owner of a aerobics and fitness club. And I was in the hospital for a number of years, really, in a lot of pain. And I kept thinking, well, I'm too young to retire. And I kept thinking, well, what am I going to do with my life? Since my art was going, and I always had a love for antiques, going back to my great-grandmother and her love for antiques, I decided to open an antiquity shop and specializing in 17th and 18th century antiquities from Europe.
Quite different from Santero art, isn't it?
Quite different, but not really, because you have you have such beautiful things. You're surrounded with beautiful silver pieces, with beautiful tapestries and textiles, oil paintings of every style. So it's like living in a special little world and working in a special little world.
So during the time that you were a businessman, banking, were you painting at the same time?
I've never stopped painting. I have painted and done artwork my whole life.
When was your first exhibit?
My first major exhibit was at the state capitol in Oklahoma City. I was the chairman of the Hispanic Affairs Commission in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and worked very, very closely with the governor's office, and they asked me to bring in some of my artwork into the rotunda, and we displayed it there. So that was my major one. I also have had showings at Bank of Oklahoma as well, and in Santa Fe, in various galleries. I have a list of collectors that go across the continental USA and North America and back to Europe.
And so have you had showings in Deming before?
No, this was a first, and that's really special to me. It really has tugged at my heartstrings because, you know, as an artist, you receive all kinds of accolades and all sorts of awards and ribbons and everything. But to be recognized by your own community, to be recognized as an artist and as an individual and acknowledged and recognized, that's probably the best award that anybody can get, artist or not.
So that keeps you very busy working on a lot of things.
This has become a life of its own. So this is my full-time job now.
But along with a religious artwork comes some of your copper engravings?
Copper engravings.
Can you tell me about that?
That copper engravings is a very tedious process. You get a sheet of copper, and then using various scribes and needles and chisels, you have to go in and engrave the copper. So you're taking copper out. Every line that you make on the copper piece will adhere, ink will adhere to it. And the tricky part about that is that you have to do the image in reverse, so that when you do lay the piece of paper on it and you roll it through the press, the turculo or the press, then you create the image. It is all of my copper engravings are limited editions. The one that I have in the show in Deming is a copper engraving print, a copper engraving of the infant Jesus of Prague. And the number one print of the limited series of 15 is in, I'm very proud to say, in the National Shrine of the Infant of Prague in Prague, Oklahoma.
So, but you're going to be doing some artwork also in Oklahoma, that commissioned artwork there?
I do a lot of commissioned work in Tulsa as well. I did two altar pieces, and those were for a mission-style church there. You don't think of mission-style churches in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but we have several. And I did four paintings, depictions of the apparitions of the Virgin of Guadalupe. I did four paintings that now hang at the Shrine of the Guadalupe in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then also I did two altar pieces for another church. Those were long banner pieces on deer hide, and those were done with natural pigments.
So following the mural in Deming, you're going to be working on something else?
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, I will be. I have been commissioned to work on a commemorative painting celebrating the 100th anniversary of Holy Family Cathedral, the church that I attend there. And quite different from my artwork here in the Southwest, the church there is very, very, very traditional Gothic architecture. So the painting that I will be doing there will be in the Gothic or the Renaissance style. And it'll I have done extensive research. I spent last June in New York City studying Gothic paintings in that style, which are done on wood. It will be a triptych, a three-part folding painting, but it will be done in the Gothic style in oil and with a lot of 24-karat gold leafing added to that.
Do you have a website where we can see your paintings as well?
Yes, you can follow my artwork and purchase my artwork through artedechavez.com.
Now, on your website, you have several of your pieces.
Yes, I have a particular piece that it's an award-winning piece. It's done on elk skin, and it is a depiction and a documentation of El Batallón de los San Patricios. During the Mexican-American War in 1847, a very large group of Irish-American soldiers. So I depicted all of this on a elk hide, about four feet by 4 feet, and it depicts the Battle of the Los San Patricios.
Well, you also have another interesting piece of elk hide. Is it elk hide or deer hide that you presented to President Obama?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That was a deerskin piece on wood, a beautiful piece of the Good Shepherd, and that was presented to President Obama during a visit to the White House in 2012, celebrating the 400th anniversary of the founding of Santa Fe.
We can find many other pieces of art on your website as well, which is artedechavez.com.
Thank you, Emily. It's very important, I think, to document our culture and our traditions. A lot of people think that everything happens in northern New Mexico, but as a native of southern New Mexico and especially Deming, I think that we have to instill a pride in our culture and our traditions down in the southern part of the state and make it aware for everybody. We have a very diversified population down here, and being in such close proximity to Mexico, our cultures and our traditions sometimes intermingle and produce beautiful works of art.
Well, you have some very beautiful works of art. Thank you again.
Thank you, Emily.
Okay.
It's been my pleasure.
Santero artist, Joseph Manuel Chavez. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.